We are, we'd like to first finish the Tosfosin on the Sugya. We are on Daf Ayin Zayin Amud Beis, the bottom Tosfos. The Gemara, just let's briefly go over the Gemara. The Gemara had asked Akasha, Rav said that there's a binyan of wherever it says Sam. So that means lahitzi es akloim. So therefore the Gemara had asked, so why is it we learned in the Baraisa that if a person was going of kloim, he's chayiv on tvichiv. It says there set. It says set. So the Gemara says that there's a ribuy. It says shayrei set. So the oi is meyuta. So the oi here is coming to be marbe kiloy. So the Gemara asked, is that true that every time it says oi is larabois, we learned by kolbonis, it says shayrei kesev oyeis. And there we're memayit kiloyim. So we see oy could be memayit. So the Gemara says how to darshan the oy is dependent on what the mashmois would be without the oy. By gneve it says sher oy kesef. By gneve it says sher oy sef. So a se cannot be nisaber from a sher. So from the mashmois akro, I'm memayit kiloyim automatically. That the Torah paired together, shoyer oyset. So therefore, without the oy, I would assume that there's no chiyav on kiloyim. So therefore, the oy comes to be marbe kiloyim. Asha'en kain by kolbonis says kesev eis. So kesev eis, since it is shayich to have kiloyim from a kesev eis, so without any other giluyim, I would say that kiloyim is kosher for kabonis. So therefore, the oy is coming to tell us to be mamayit kiloyim. Now let us see the bottom taisvis. Gavi gneva dechsiv sheir oiseh. So the Gemara is saying that here it is a ribui because I have a cheshbon that kiloyim were nismayit because it says shoyer oiseh ve'im taima belav hachinami avimotza lemeima gabi gneve dechsiv se lemayit kiloyim. Why did the Gemara, maybe we have a Mordeke Gemara, that the Gemara seems to be saying if the Pasuk put two animals together and the Chayach, they should have children, so that means we're Marbek Loin. It's not Chayach, they shouldn't have children, so that means we're Mamayat Loin. So why did the Gemara have to bring in this factor? The Gemara could have said, that I have a member of Rava, wherever it says, Seh, I'm a Mayat Kaloyim. So, Mamela, so I have, Seh is a Miyat on Kaloyim, without this Cheshbon of Shoyer Oyseh. Seh is a Miyat on Kaloyim. So, Mamela, that's why the Oy is coming to be Marbe Kaloyim. Why did the Gemara have to go into a new Cheshbon? That because of Shoyer Oyseh Mamayit Kloim, because of Rava we Mamayit Kloim. V'yesh Loimar, the Milsa de Rava la Yitmar al Heche de Chsiv Seh Lechud, Aval Hoche Chsiv Nami Shoyer. So Taisu says a very, you say this a kipshat in Rava, that memra of Rava, that Rava had said, that wherever it says seh, it's a miyat and kloim. That is dafk if it says seh alone. But if other animals are mentioned, then we don't have the klal of rava. So the klal of rava is bachlal not applicable by gneve, because it says sheiraseh, it mentions another animal. So that, therefore the gemara to say had been mamayat kloim with a different cheshbon, not al rava. That is what Taisva says. So fragt der Marsha, amir dike kashe, fragt der Marsha, so, the whole Gemara is schwer. The Gemara asked, how did we get into this? The Gemara said, we have a baraisa that it says, in the baraisa that you're chayiv on gneivus kloim. So the Gemara says, kloim sexy, it's a set. Va'omar rove zebono'o. The Gemara is a kasha, rove said, whatever it says, so the Gemara says, I'm shuldig. Rava didn't speak about Ayin B'Taisus with him Tzanachas. Rava only spoke about when it said Seh. But when it says Sheir V'Seh, or Sheir V'Seh, Rava never said. That's what Taisus says over here. So when the Gemara asked the Kasha, so the Gemara should have said, the Kasha fang sich nicht on. You're asking with Rava? Rava only spoke about when it said Seh. Here it says Sheir V'Seh. So don't talk about Rava. So the Masha says, if that would be the only problem, so Eina Hanami, the Gemara could have said, Rava only spoke about when it said, here it says, Shereise. But in Emerson, there's another miyut of Kloyin. Because Shereise is Gufa miyut. Since you cannot have Kloyin by name, that Gufa is a miyut. So the kasha by saying from Rav is not shver, we're not really solving the problem. So it's not a kasha of Rav, it's a different kasha. So therefore, instead of gribbling, well, for Rav it's not shver, but there's a different kasha. So the Gemara didn't go into this. The Gemara said the teretz that has to be put on the different kasha. That means the kasha is not only from Rav, the kasha is from Shoyer Oiseh. Which since you can't be, so that goof is a miut on kloim. So the kash is a kash side by side, not from rove, but from the etzem loshen from shayrei se. So we have to say a teretz of oil rabbis. So therefore the Gemara did not want to make a cheshbon if according to rove it is shver, according to rove it's not shver, but there is zicha a kash over here that has to be answered. So that's why the Gemara did not slug up this kasha. The Gemara said a teretz on this kasha, the kasha of Rava, which Ben Emerson is also a teretz on the kasha of Sheir Oiseh, which is Amir and Kiloy. So then the Gemara asked as follows: you told me a klal that if without the oi, I would be mar bekaloyim. So memele, so the oi is coming to be memayit kloyim. If without the oi, I'd be memayit kloyim. So then the oi is coming to be mar bekaloyim. So the Gemara said, by kochim it says kesev eiz. By kesev eiz, I would be mar bekaloyim. So therefore the oi is coming to be memayit kloyim. So the Gemara asks, but it says, Sheir Eikesev also. And from Sheir Eikesev, I would be Memayit Kloim. So Memele, so I should therefore say that the Oy is L'Rabbis. That was the Gemara's Kasha. That means you have a Posik. You have a Posik, it says, Sheir Eikesev, and then it says, Kesev Oyeis. So Eina Hanami, from Kesev Oyeis, we would be Mar Bekloim, and the Oyeis should be Mamayit. But the Gemara asks, but it says, Sheir Oikesev, so there we should be Mamayit Kloim, so the Oyeis should be Mar Bek. Now let us see the next Taisvus. V'gabi kochim d'chsiv Sheir Oikesev nirbayo. Teime, maribu yitzorich. Why do you need a riboy? Nehei de misher vekesev leimotzei leribuye kloyim. That is true. You cannot be marbe kloyim from sheir vekes oikesev mikesev ve'eis shata yochel oitzi kloyim bibinayu osi. Oshie shata yochel oitzi kloyim bibinayu osi. So Taisvis is asking Akasha as follows. the Gemara at the present time is asking, let us be ma'abek loyim by kochim, because it says, oi shoyer oi kesef. And the Gemara is going with a cheshbon that shoyer the kesef would be, let's say, would be b'mayit kloyim. So the oi is coming to be ma'abek. So let us say the oi is coming to be ma'abek loyim. Back to Isvis, please, if you want to be ma'abek kloyim, take away all the ois. And then it'll be ma'abek loyim. You know why? Because kesef eis is ma'abek loyim. And so for me, you ma'abek loyim. And sherei kesef, you can't be ma'abek loyim, but now I have a ribuy of kloyim from kesef eis. So why do you need an oy? Our Gemara is coming to tell us that maybe we're ma'abek, and that's why I need an oy. So Tosfos asks, for ribu, you do not need an oi. Let us say kesevays. Kesevays is marbe kiloyim. And so memela, say a ribu and kloyim, so memela, so finish. So I could know that kloyim are good from kesevays, so take away all the ois. Why does the Gemara say that I need the oi of shoyer oi kesev to be marbe kloyim? Let us see again, Tais Viskasha. Tame it. Ma ribui tzorech, why do you need a ribui? Nehei de misher v'kesev le'motzi l'ribui ekloyim. That's true, you cannot be mar bekeloyim from sher v'kesev. That's true. Ama mikesev hei, shat yoch aloitzi ekloyim b'b'nei mosi. So we should take away all ois. If the oi is coming l'rabois, I don't need an oi. I'll learn ekloyim from kesev hei and finished. So the Ri says, you have to understand like this. The Af al Gab, the Osi Kloyim, Midisomach Kesev Leis. Even though I can learn Al Kloyim from Kesev Leis, Mikol Mokim, Yesh Lemaitom, Midisomach Sher LeKesev. So Taisva says, when it says Sher LeKesev, it's not that I can't learn Al Kloyim. It's a Miyot on Kloyim. So now you have a posik that is stiridik. Shoyer oi kesef tells me that kloyim is possible. Amir, kloyim is possible. Kesef eis tells me that kloyim is kosher. So now I have here three words which are very confusing. Shoyer oi kesef, which the drash should be that kloyim is also. Kesef eis, the drash should be that kloyim is mutar. Zuktaisa, so what would you do in such a case, without any other ribuim, what would you do? So by Emerson, I have a suffix, should I be makish the kesef to the eis, and then I'll be mal the kloyim, or should I be makish the kesef to the shoyer, and I'll be mamayit kloyim? So if I have a suffix, how to be makish, say a klal luchumre makshina. Zuktaisvis, if I would eliminate all the ois, there wouldn't be any oyin in this posik. So I would say, als the klal of luchumre makshinam, that it be makish kesev to shoyer, and I would say that kloyim anismayit. So Taisvis had asked if it would not say any ois. I would learn out from Kesev Eis. So Taisa says, no, I have news for you. If I wouldn't say any Eis, I'd learn out from Sheir Oy Kesev. Kals the Midah of Luchumre Makshina. Now let's see Taisa's in the beginning. Vayi Mari. The Av Al Gav, the Osi Kloyim. I could learn out Kloyim, mid the Somach Kesev Leis. Mi Komokim Yesh Lemaitom. I would be Memayit Kloyim, mid the Somach Sheir Le Kesev. And therefore, I would say, the luchumre makshinim. I don't know, should I be makish kesef to eis or kesef to shoyer? V'kiven, the ilai havi ksiv shum oi, if it would not say any oi, loy b'seife, v'loy b'reishe. So you know what I would say? Not the way Tosfos said in the kash, I'd be mavik loyim from kesef eis. No. Hayisi memayit kloyim. I would say that we're mamayit kloyim, because al tzemid av lechumre makshina, we're makish kesev l'shoyer. So memeile, so without any oi, I'd be memayit loim. So memeile, yeshli loim, da osa oi le rabois. So that was pshat the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara said that since I'm marbe from kesevays kloim, so the oi is coming to be memayit. So memeile were memayit loim. So Gemara says, no. You say the other way around. That since I'm a mayit kloim from sherei keset, so the oi, so that means if I wouldn't say any oi whatsoever, I would be malbe, I wouldn't say any oi whatsoever, I'd be mayit kloim. So therefore, I have to say the oi is coming l'rabbis. That is pshat in the Gemara's kashe. That is why I need the oi, because without the oi, I would say l'chum remakshin. Fine. So what did the Gemara say further? Umeshani. So the Gemara said, no, we memayet kloim, midisayfe lemayet kloima. So the Gemara asks as follows. Oy dechsiv gabi kesev ve'eitz, ki yoytzei boy. What would be, forget about kochim, I would have kesev ve'eitz someplace else. So what would you say that oy is coming, so that oy is coming to be memayet, v'mokemacha, islam lemayma, lemutei. Hilkach darshinen lemute. So memele from the kesev ve'eis, I have guidelines. Whenever it says kesev ve'eis, which the pashas would be to be malbekloim, so the oy is coming to be memayit. V'hu adin. So memele, since I was mevarer that the oy of the seif is coming to be memayit. So who adin oy dereisha lemute darshina lei v'loy leribuye. That means since I was machiach that the oy of the sefer is coming lemute, so mistame the oy of the reisha is similar to the oy of the sefer. Uporich, and the Gemara asks adarabe eime ipre. How do you know to start from the sefer and to prove from the sefer of the krah that the oy is coming to be mamayit, and then to say that I'll learn the oy of the reisha from the sefer, eime ipre, say pumfakel, the oy rishen ksiv, b'mokim sheyetzeboy, b'mokim acharo ledor shel rabbis, if it would say sheyo v'kesem someplace else, I would darshan the oy comes to be marbe, because sheyo v'kesem is mamayit kloy, v'dor shel einam mihoche lerabbis, so memela I should darshan l'rabbis, v'hu adin nami sheini. So the Gemara was at a standstill. That means that mitzad the oy of the sefer I have to darshan l'mayit. Mitzad the oy of the reisha I have to darshan l'rabbis, and I don't know which oy I should follow. Umishani, so the Gemara says, but you have two eyes. So if both of them are coming lemayet, so then I have a necessity for the second oy. The second oy is coming to be mayet nidme. Not only kiloyim is posel lakrove, nidme is also posel lakrove. But if you'll say the oy is coming leraboy, so if I'm marbe kiloyim, I have to be marbe nidme. It's poshet. If kloim is kosher, so nidme zicha kosher. That was the maskon of the Gemara. Ve'im toima, frek toisves, v'loi lichtov elo ahu oi v'bein kesev v'eis. So toisves says, toisves wants to, this kasha, why do you need two oyim? Let it say, the oi ben kesev ve'eis. The mishor ve'kesev have mamatin and kloyim. From shor and kesev, I'm a mayit kloyim. Ume oi, the kesev ve'eis, have mamatin and nidme. That means, Taisus is asking, I do not need a oi to be mamayit kloyim. I could very easily be memayit kloyim from sheir bekesef. So Sheva Vekesev is coming to be Memayit Kloyim. And now I have an Oy by Kesev Eif. Now, normally I would say it's also coming to be Memayit Kloyim, but I was Memayit Kloyim from Sheva Vekesev. So Memayla, it's coming to be Memayit Nidme. So Tosis is asking, so why do you need two Oys? I could figure out these two miyutim with one oy. I could be mamayit kloim from Sheva Vekesev. I could be mamayit nidne from the oy by Kesev Eis. V'yesh loima. So Tosfos answers, the iloik siv elechad, if would only say one oy, afilu havik siv Gabi Kesev Eis. Afilu the Oy would say by Kesev Eis. And Poshet Kesev Eis is a ribui and Kloy. So that Oy is Lemiyute. So Taisu says, I would not darshin Lemiyute. Have a darshinen le rabbis Kloy. Given the like see by Klal, have matinen Kloy and Bishave Kesev Kedefrishis Lal. So Taisu says, the Cheshbin will not be the way you said. Taisa says the Cheshbin will be, if Taisa had said before, if there would not be any oy whatsoever, and I have here two stiridika limudim, Sheva Kesev tells us Kloyim is possible. Kesev is telling us Kloyim is kosher. So what would I say? I would say Kloyim is possible, al tamida of lechumre makshino. So without any oy, I know that Kloyim is possible. If it's coming, now there's one oy, so the oy, I would say, is coming l'rabbis, that kloim is kosher. So that is why you need two oys. With two oys, with one I'm a mayid kloim, and one I'm a mayid nidme. Now, Hashte Kloyim Israbu. The Gemara said, the reason I chose to say that Oy is Memayit, because I have two Oys. So if I say Oy is Memayit, so I have what to do with the two Oys. One Oy is Memayit Kloyim. We shouldn't darshan from Kesevays. And one oy is mamayit nidme. That's the purpose of the two oys. But if I'll say that oy bo le rabois, so the mother says, so why do you need a riboy for nidme? If kloyim is kosher, avad the gevis nidme is kosher, so I could figure out the kashas of nidme from amida bakal v'chayim. That's what the Gemara says. The imtaima, fraktaisvus akashe. It says the Gemara is saying, if I'm marbe kloyim, I'm zicher marbe nidme, because nidme is a lesser pgam than kloyim. So if kloyim is kosher, avadigibes nidme is kosher. The imtaima. Why do you have to prove from a kal v'chaima that nidme is kosher? You can ask a different kasha. B'loi kal v'chaima the kloim. Ike lemifrach, the Gemara could have asked, why do I need a ribui for nidme? The matzorich l'rabois. Why do you have to be marbe nidme? The memele misrabi, that means without anything, nidmes kosher, kol kamer d'loy miyatei kro. The haki omar, the osu oyin lamayit. When the Gemara is saying that oyin are coming lamayit, so I have two miyutim. One miyut on kloyim, and one miyut on nidme. Now why do you need a miyut on nidme? Is pshat is because without a miyut, mechitesi nidme should be possible. So we see you need a miyut to pasal nidme. So the Gemara should have asked the kasha, So if you need a miyut to pass on nidme, so why do you need a ribuy to be macha nidme? Why does the Gemara have to go with alomdes, hashtag loim nisraba nidme mi boy? You don't, without any ribuy nidme is kosher. The memeila misrabi kol kama de loim miyut eikro. Doki omar, the also, I'm proving it to you, the also oyin lamaye, tzorich kro limute. If time comes to mind, you need a posik to be mayit nidme. Va'aval gav de matinen kloyim, lo'av matinen nidme, ilav de miyate kos, you need a miyut for nidme. So the Gemara could have asked, so why do you need a ribuy for nidme? Without a miyut nidme zicha kosher. V'yesh loima. So Tosfos says, I saw as follows. There are two types of nidme. There's a nidme that has a, which is completely not similar to the parent. Like Rashi said, you had an ayil that's ball ala rochel, and they had an ace for a child. So that's a nidme which is completely different than the parent. That's one type of a nidme. There's another type of a nidme that is a partial comparison to the parent, and partially it's different than the parents. There are two types of nidme. So Taisva says as follows. The beloi shumko, without any posik whatsoever, Taisva had proven to us that you need a miyut to be mamayit nidme. Without a miyut, nidme is kosher. So Tosfos says, that nidme that we are speaking about, that is kosher without a miyut, that nidme is speaking about a nidma b'miktas. The beloi shumko have a marbinin nidme shedoyme b'miktas simone. Without any posik, I would say that nidme is kosher, because I don't have any mekir to pasal it. But, umematino, without any posik, I would be memayit a nidme she'enei daimekla. I would be memayit a nidme that is, there's no similarity whatsoever. Mehichitaisi. Tahavi yalfina. The Gemara brought down here a droshe. The Mora brought down a drosha by Bechoyr, this Apsul of Nidme. Ach Bechoyr Shoyr. Achi Yehei Hu Shoyr U Bechoyr Shoyr. We learn out from a posik, if the Bechoyr is not a Shoyr, it's not at all similar to the parent, so it's not a Bechoyr. So by Bechoyr I have a miyut, a nidme, which is completely not similar to the parent. By Bechor, I have a miyut that nidme is possible. Now, before we see Tosfos in the Beinik, the Gemara told us that we have Gzeire Shavis, we can learn out Maisa Beheime from Shoyer. There's a Gzeire Shavis, Havora Havora. There's a gzeire shove from Maisa Behima to Kochim Tachas. So Memele, let's say Oisabani, so Tosfos holds by Kochim, without any miyutim or ribuyim, I would say that a nidme that is completely not similar to the parent is possible by Kochim. And I would come to this conclusion, because it says, by Bechor, it says, a nidme is possible. I learned out Maisa Behema from Nidme, and I learned out Kochim from Maisa Behema. So I would say, without any ribuy or miyut, I would say to the Gzeire Shavis, that a nidme that is not completely similar to, there's no similarity whatsoever to the parent, that is possible by Kochim. What's in the Benikantais? Vishloima. The beloi shumko, Havi Malbinin Nidme Shedoyme Ktas Simonim. I would say by Kochim, such a Nidme is Kosh. I don't have any meal for this. Umemaitinon, but I would be Memayet Nidme Sheinai Doyme Klau. I'd be Memayet a Nidme Sheinai Doyme Klau. How would I figure this out that a Nidme Sheinai Doyme Klau is possible by Kochim? I'd learn out kochim tachasimoy, and then tachas hashevet. I'd learn out kochim from maisa. Umaisa ba'avora avore mibchoyer kol sheyaver tachas hashevet and ba'avartem. So umaisa ba'avora avore mibchoyer, and by bchoyer, if it's not at all similar to the parent, it's possible. So memela, now I know, by prayer, I know that a nidma without any similarity is possible by prayer. I learn out maisa from prayer, and I learn out kochim from maisa. So without any giluyim by kochim, I know that a nidma is, that is completely not similar, is possible by kochim. Vahashte, now that argument, so I know a nidme that is completely not similar, that is possible by kochim. Vahashte ki omar do'osi oi lemayet. Now our Gemara says that oi comes to be memayet, not to be memayet a nidme that is in ganzen not similar, that I knew from before, from Zeh Shava from Chir. Memayet nidme afel oi seish a nidme b'mitza simon. That is pshat in our Gemara. Our Gemara is saying that the extra oi is being moisif more than I knew till now. Till now I knew by kochim ad nid mesheni daim legamri is possible by kochim. Now the oi is coming to tell us that afilo it's more chomer than pchoyer. That afilo it's only it's a nidma b'mitzas. It's also possible by kochim. Period. V'chi omri osi l'ribuye. When the Gemara had a tzad that the two ois are coming l'ribuye, the first oi is coming to be marbe keloyim, and the second oi is coming to be marbe nidme. What nidme are we being marbe? Boy l'ribuye nidme afeloyse shenidoy meklal. There the Gemara wants to be marbe. And the Gemara wants to say this oi is coming to tell us we should not make a gzeira shava from b'chayr. Like this, I have a gzeira shava from b'chayr which tells me a nid m'sheinei doi meklal is possible by kochim. So the oi is coming to tell us, no, it's kosher by kochim. So memela, the Gemara said, to tell us that, I don't need an oi to be malbe. If Kloyim, which is a bigger Pagam, is Nisrabe by Kochim, if you'll say the first day is coming, L'Rabbeis, Nidma Filadein, Ain't they McClowmy boy? So, that's Zicha, in Pagam, a Nidma Shane Day McClow is less than Kloyim. E. Lemaisa. Now let us just refresh our memory. The Gemara was going on a memre of Rove. Rove said, I have a binyan of from Seh, that wherever it says Seh, it's coming, lemiyutei kiloyim. So the Gemara made a cheshbon. So what is the case that Rove is speaking about, that I've used this binyan of to tell us that wherever it says Seh, Kloyim is Nismayit. Someone says, if he's coming to tell us, by Kochim, Kloyim is Nismayit, I know from Oi that Kochim is Nismayit. So I don't need this binyan of. Ile Maisa, if he's coming to tell us that by Maisa Beheime, Kloyim is Nismayit, and not Nichnosim Ledir. So the Gemara says, you don't need the limit of the binyan of, I can learn out Maisa from Kochim. That's what the Gemara said. Now, there's a shtickle problem. There's a problem. The Gemara wanted to say Rabbi said a memre, ze bono of kol mokim shenemar se ein eloloitzi esekloim. Rabbi said a halacha, wherever it says se, we're trying to find where this wherever is, but wherever it says se, we're mamayit kloim from a binyanov. So the Gemara says he can't be speaking about kochim, because kochim, I know that kloyim on the smaya. He's speaking about maiso. Maiso, it says, by maiso, it says, river gzeira shok. So Taisa says, so Taisa had a problem. By maiso, bachlal, it doesn't say se. By Maisa doesn't say Seh, so how could you say that Rove is speaking about Maisa? So Rashi said, the Gemara's kasha was, Ila Maisa Behemes, Rashi's Vafa Gav like Sibbe Seh, Elatzoin, Kamarova the Apostle. So Rashi says, the Gemara wanted to say it's speaking about, that Rove is speaking about Maisa, in Tzoyin, is equivalent to Seh, which Taisvah did not like. So Taisvah says, Perish Tavi Ilu Ksiv Beise, Migzere Shove, Da Habore, Habore Mibchir, Da Ksiv Beise, Im Shoyer, Im Seh. So Taisvah says that, not the way Rashi said, no, the Gemara held, it says, Seh, by myself, because I learned that Agzeir Shove from Bechir, and Bechir it says, Im Sheir Im Seh, and I have Agzeir Shove Avor Avor, so it's equivalent, Ke'ilu, it says, Seh by myself. So that was all, it says, Seh by myself. Frag the Marsha Akasha, if you learn that from Bechir, Bechir says, Im Sheir Im Seh, and we learned Toysvis on the bottom that the whole Rabbi was only speaking about if it says Seh alone. But if it says Shoyer Oiseh, so Rabbi wasn't speaking about a Seh that you have Shoyer also. And here Toysvis says, we learn out from Bechir that says Im Shoyer Im Seh, so just like it said Im Shoyer Im Seh by Maisa Behemet, so Mamele, now I'm using Rabbi for this. So Fakta Masha, Taisus just said before, Rav isn't going where another Baim is mentioned. So the Masha says, V'yesh liyashe, but he does not miyashev it, but the Kaiva Yeshua says, the Yishav is, there's a difference if it says, Shoyer oise, or Shoyer imse. Shoyer oise means I'm speaking about, im is mafsekinyin, im shoyer, imse. So it's like two different things. If it's a shoyer, if it's a seh, so the seh is no connection with the shoyer. Shoyer oiseh means a swing, either a shoyer or a seh, so there's a chibur between both of them, and then Rav and Nebbe said is a loch. Bekuntris perish, the maise ksiv tzoy, nave kemoise, ve'inire. I don't like Rashi's pshat, because mehechi teisi, that tzoy is gematri yeseh. Boy, and Taisus asks another kasha. The Bechayres Porich, boy, Peperk Basra, the Bechayres Porich, Igomar Meiser Tachas Mikochim. The Gemara asks as follows. If you learn a Gzereshova, Meiser Baim of Kochim, Gzereshova of Tachas, you learn out from Kochim, Afilu Hanach Nami, Perish, Yoitze Doifen, Machusel Zman, Viyosaim, Loichnesu, Ledir, Lehisaser. The Gemara asks such a kasha. If there's a, you learn out from Kochim, what does it say by Kochim? By Kochim, Soyer, Shoyer, Oy Keseb, Oy Eis, Ki Yibole, Voyotachas, Imay Shiva Shomim, Bemeshmin Yirot. So Mamele, by the Posek of Kochim, it says, Shoyer, Oy Keseb, Oy Eis, So number one, it says that it was born. By Kachim was speaking about it was born. So that means that Yaitse Daifen is possible by Kachim. It says Ki Yivolei. So it means it was born. Number one. Number two, Vahoya Tachas Imai Shivas Yomim. It seems the mother did not die by birth. Vahoya Tachas Imai. So the Ayasim is called if the mother died by birth. So Ayasim is possible like other. It says Vahoya Tachas Imai. It had to have a mother. That's another halacha by Kachim. A third thing by Kachim, it says Vahoya Tachas Imai Shivas Yomim. So it has to be 7 days old. So the Gemara asks, if I learn out B'chayr from Kachim, if I learn out Maisa from Kachim, so the din should be that Ayotze Doifen should not be Nichnas L'Maisa, Ayosim should not be Nichnas L'Maisa, Amachus's Man should not be Nichnas L'Maisa, which by the way is not true. All these things are good l'maisa. So back to Gemara. So now the Gemara makes a cheshbon. The Gemara says, "Igoma maisa tachas tachas mikotchim." The Gemara is a tremendous problem. If you learn out maisa tachas tachas mikotchim, afilo hanach nami. So then you should be memayit yaitzei doifen v'chusos man v'yosim leyichnasu ledir leisase. It shouldn't be yichnasu ledir. If you don't learn out from Kachim, so the Gemara says, Bishloi metreife. Look, treife, I know that is not nichnas ledir, kola sheyaver prat letreife. Ela kloyim minolei. But the Gemara says, so the Gemara has a dilemma. I know that kloyim are not nichnas ledir. And I know that a Yaitzi Doifen is yet Nichnas Ladir. And the Gemara is asking, how can you split the hair? If you learn out from Kachim, so Yaitzi Doifen should also not be Nichnas Ladir. If you don't learn out from Kachim, so Kloim should be Nichnas Ladir. How can you split the hair? Zoktaisves, according to Rashi, there's no problem whatsoever. Rav said that wherever it says, Seh, I'm a Mayit Kloyim, that's what Rav said. And Rashi said that Tzoyin is equivalent to Seh. So why did the Gemara have a problem? Why is Kloyim Nismayit by Maiser? If I learn out from Kachim, Yaitzi Doifen should also be Nismayit. If I don't learn out, how do you know that claim is Nismayit? Zuktai says, I know from Rava's Limud. Because Rava says, wherever it says Seh, claim is Nismayit. It doesn't say Seh by Maisa. Rashi says it does say Seh, because Sein is equivalent to Seh. That places Kash and Rashi. In my Kusha. Laima lay the binyin of the Rava nav kalei claim. Game and the Maisa ktsiv Sein. So according to Rashi, it's very shver. Ulatima shepirashti, that I said the bechir samir, that what the Gemara held, that Rav, I could use Rav's limud, because it's a gzeiri shove. It's a gzeiri shove, avore, from bechir. And that's how I know Seh by Maisa, by Bchir, it says, also Yetzir Doifen is Nismayit. So Mameli Kielan out from Bchir also, Vimashi Perashti, they said, the Bchir Samachashishapit, the Motzi Lamei Mosem, the Yalef Maisa mi Bchir, the Mid Vakloim, because if you're going to learn out Maisa from Bchir with Rovis Roshe, and Seh is Mamayit Kloim, then Ken Yetzir Doifen, I mean the Mayit Vamaisa, the Nelef mi Bchir. That's Taisvis Kashis and Rashi. One more Taisvus will learn, Achi Yehu Shoyer, Ubechayre Shoyer. The Gemara learns out from this Pasuk that Nidme, which we said before, a Nidme which is completely not Doime to the parent, is possible for Bechayre. Doesn't have Kedushas Bechayre. Aymari. פרקמה דבחוירס מוקילו דווקא בשאינוי דוימה כלל. עד שיהו שער ובחוירי שער, that there's no similarity whatsoever to the parent, to the mother. אבל דוימה במקצס סימונים. But if there is a slight similarity, יאלף הוסם מאח, the Kaddish bebechayr. So Mamela it says, Ach bechayr shayroi. Now bechayr shayroi means, ma hu shayr af bechayr shayr. Bechayr shayr is telling you that the bechayr has to be like the mother. The bechayr, that's telling me that nidma is possible. But then there's an ach, that's a ribui. The ach says, it doesn't have to be so much similar. So I have a miyut, Bechayr Shayrei is a miyut, Ach is a ribui, so I make a happy medium, I say if it's completely not doime to the mother, there's no Kedushas Bechayr. If there's a slight similarity, then there is Kedushas Bechayr. That is the thing. Tzorech lemayit nidme, now I have a miyut by kochin, and I have a miyut by Bechayr. So Taisa says, I need these two miyut, Tzorech lemayit nidme by kochin and Bechayr. The loikos of Ella Bekotchim, if it only be a miyut by Kotchim, that would be the, because we have a Xayra Shava between Kotchim and Bechayr. If it only say by Kotchim, Hava Yafinim Bechayr Mikotchim, Ba Matinim Bechayr Sabali Yesh by Mitzah Simen. Because by, that's the oi is Mamayat of the Mitzah Simon. The avek sivri belechudei bepchayres l'rabes nidmoshesh v'mitzvah simonim hava mabina leinami bekotch dafinim be'abadodei b'gzei l'shob v'chein iloi avek siv bekotchim klal ela bepchayr miyut v'ribuy avi yafinu kotchim bepchayr avol hashta, now that I have separately mudim the siv bekotchim a miyut of siv nami miyut v'ribuy bepchayr. So that's how I know that by kochim, afilo daimba b'miktsas is posel, and by b'chayr I have a ribu and miyut, and daimba b'miktsas is kochim. Now let us go to daf ayin chesam at beis, a new sugya, a very lomdish sugya. The top line, boy rove klar da shayla. Harei olai oilo. A person said, Harei olai oilo. Vehifrisha. He was mafrisha shir. And we'll see in Rashi later, we're going according to Rav Shimon, who holds, Geirem lemomen kemomen domi. Fine. So Harei olai oilo, and he was mafrisha shir. Ubo acher vigonvoi. Now someone stole the shir. Fine. So we know already, according to Rav Shimon, that Geirem lemomen kemomen domi, so it's considered like the share was his. And Memela, you have to pay the baila. You have to pay the baila. Klal te gemora amoyra di keshayla. Mal mi potar ganev navshay bekeves lerabonon baila saif labaloza benazar. This Ganev is a Moiradik Alamdin, okay, he has a good lawyer, Al Kaponin, and he comes like this. He comes over to the Bailim. This name is Koch. Yeah, but Skoyim Lamomen, it's sure it's Koch, but Skoyim Lamomen, you know. If it's stolen from me, I have to pay another. So he says, you know, I asked my rabbi. My rabbi said, what was your nether? Can you please tell me your nether? Arei Olai Oilo. No, my rabbi said, you don't have to give a share for an oila. You can give a keves for an oila. Give a keves. That's according to the Rabbonon. According to Rabbi Lezer ben Azai, you can give an oila sa'if. So you're coming, it's Geirem Lamomen. You stole my share, so it's Geirem Lamomen to me. Definitely. I'll give you an oif. I'll give you a keves. Whatever you lost through the Gneiber, I'll give you. I don't give you a shirt. I don't give you a shirt. That was the shayla. I'm going to get shayla. Yeah. Mi potter ganev navshei bekeves l'rabonon boilus oif l'abalaza ben azayin. This now,
We learned in our Mishnah, Harei Alai Oilo. The person said, Harei Alai Oilo. What is the nether obligating him to bring? Yavi Keves. He can bring a Keves. You don't have to bring a Shei, you have to bring. Rabbi Loza ben Azai Yoyma, Yavi Toyer, Oy ben Yoyne. So, Kaponim, even Machloik is to know him what the nether is Machayev. Fine. But the maximum it's Machayev, it's either a keves or a toy. Don't give more than that. Mi amrinin shem oilo kabel ilave. The Yisei, he was mekabel to bring an oilo. That's when it's a goyim la moment. Oy dilme motze omele ano mitzveh min amutcho beinem lemevet. I wanted to bring a shayah. I wanted to bring a shayah. Now, you stole my shayah. You want to give me a keves? You have to give me a shayah. I wanted to bring a shayah. Now, we have to understand this Gemara. Let's start off the Zamir Dike Kasha that the Gedoyle Achroinim ask. Zamir Dike Kasha. The Gemara is a shayla. Ma is a tzad, the Gmozgun Nefirois, he can give him a kebis. That's the maskonus. He can give him a kebis. Fine. Okay. We had a Gemara before, according to Rav Shimon, that Goyram Lamom and Kimom and Dami, if I shechted a gonav kolben mi beis chaveiroi, a gonav shoyer, and I shechted it, you pay dalad the hay, pay dalad the hay. And we had all shaylets, shchita ruya. Ah, so that was a lot of the kisugya. But al kaponim, you pay dalad behay for sure. You pay dalad behay for sure. That's dalad behay. So lochayre, if the whole ownership of the bailer is only on a se, it's a goyim l'mami pasa. Don't tell me that nefum kaitim that you wanted to do a mitzvah. You wanted a mitzvah min amuch rabinam. Aber lamaise, the garnet comes to tzagoyram lamomein for a set. That's what you mechuyev to give. That's why you have to pay you. So it comes out. So the whole bailus that he has, because it's a goyram lamomein. How much is it a goyram lamomein? For a set. That's how much you have to give. With your whole sob story, I made another because how much do you have to give? You have to give a set. So I shechted a shoyer. Now if I shechted a shoyer, and I'm only mechuyev for a set, so felt a tvoche kula bisura. I'm not mechuyev. For hegdish, I'm not mechuyev to pay dalad vei. I'm mechuyev to pay you dalad vei. Paying you dalad vei, I only have to pay you for a set. So memele in Rav Shimon said, you pay dalad vehei. So how does this stim with our Gemara? This meridike kasha, the Dvar Avraham is the kasha, the Gdoyle Achoinim is the kasha, the Fikayom is the kasha. So meridike kasha. So there's a teretz, I'd like to mention one teretz that they bring from the Dvar Avraham. The Dvar Avraham says as follows. We have the wrong perspective over here. We have here a behemoth that's a kolm. The behemoth really belongs to Hegdish. It's a kolm. Belongs to Hegdish. That's mitzad. If you look at it, it's a kolm. It's a kolm of Hegdish. But Rav Shimon said, but the owner has an ownership on it because it's goyram lamomen kimomen domi. That means since I'm saving money through this behemoth, so it's considered this behemoth is mine. Zukta Advar Avrom, this behemoth is mine means the whole behemoth is mine. Because this behemoth is goyre mammon for me. It's irrelevant how much mammon it's goyre mammon, but pshat is this whole behemoth is a goyre mammon. That means kol zman this behem is not stolen, I'll be makiv the shoyer, I don't have to pay any money. The minute the shoyer is stolen from me, I have to dish out money. So this shoyer, this whole shoyer, is going on the moment to me. So therefore I'm considered a bailim on the whole shoyer. That's number one. That gives me, that means the yisod of Rav Shimon is, if you have a chayfetz, which through this chayfetz, I'm saving money, or I'm using this to, I shouldn't have to pay different money, that was the yisod of Rav Shimon, so the chayfetz is considered, I'm a bailim on the chayfetz. So then, I have a din bailis on the whole chayfetz. That is for sure. You stole my shoyer. So memele, so there's a havamina, you stole my shoyer. So memele, the havamina is, you say you have to pay me back a shoyer. That was the havamina. The havamina, you have to pay me back a shoyer. And he's timing. Let's try to understand. The nigmav is tainim, ano mitzvah minamufcha be'ina lemevet. That means he said, I was mafrish asher. Why was I mafrish asher? I said a rei alay oila. I knew all what the rabbonim say, oila, you can give a oila soif, you can give a, I knew this all. Why was I mafrish asher? Because I wanted to be mekayim, my nether, I wanted to be mekayim my nether with a shoyer, with a mitzvah min amuvchabin. I wanted to be mekayim my nether. So lemaise, this shoyer is goyim lemomen to me. First of all, the shoyer is mine. That's one nekude. Perhaps we have to mention one more nekude. The shoyer zicha is, but we have to figure out how much is it worth. The din of the Gemara is how much is it? The Shaira says. If it's Goyim Lamamin, the Shaira says. But what is the value of the Shaira? We have to understand there's no market value on the Shaira because you can't sell the coal. There's no market value on the Shaira. But the value is the Goyim Lamamin Shaboy. It's worth for me. It's worth for me because if it gets stolen, I'm going to have to go and bring something else. So the Gemara, so the Shoyer is Ichamai. Since the Shoyer is Goyim Lemomen to me, I'm saving Momen through the Shoyer. So Memela, that's called the whole Shoyer is mine. The Shaila of the Gemara was, but how do you evaluate the Shoyer? Since there's no market value for the Shoyer, the only way we can evaluate the Shoyer is by how much are you losing when the shoyer is stolen from you? How much are you left? That's the lumdus of goyim lamomim. So that makes it, I have mominess in the shoyer because without that I'm losing. So he's saying, I'm losing a shoyer because I'm an elochid. That was pshat in the first shoyer. Why did I was mafrish the first shoyer? Because I want to be mekayim my mitzvah min amufcha. And now if this, let's say it would die, I'd be mafresh a second shoyer. And could be we believe him. There's no din over here. He's tining, I'd be mafresh a second shoyer. So memele, to me, the shoyer is worth a shoyer. Because I'll have to pay enough. To me it's going to be worth another shoyer. That's one side of the Gemara. The other side of the Gemara is, but einachanami, you would take give another shoyer. You take, you want to be mekayim a mitzvah min amufcha. But since Meike Hadin, you're not mechuyev to do it, your nether is not mechayev you. You have a nether of Arei Olai Oilo, and we have a way how you be mekayim the Arei Olai Oilo. You want to be mekayim in Nehudu Dekayiv and Tobu Aleichem Baruch, that's right. But since the mechayev alone is mitzad the nether, so we can consider that what you would be moisif or what the nether is mechayiv, that this should be considered the shavius of the shoyer. That means even though It's true. It will cost you, when I stole the share, it will cost you another share. Because you're gonna give another share. That is how you, when you make an etta, you're not yoitze b'di'evit. You're mehudah d'kayid, you're mekayim mahadrin mina mahadrin. That's takir, you're takir right. But that's the way you're mekayim it. But since me'iker adin, the din is not mechayiv you to give a share, so memele, so we cannot consider that the shavius of the share is, the shavius of the share, nignav is a share, since mitzat the etzem din, you're only mechayiv to pay a kebis. So bekitzer, just to sum up, the Dvar Avraham is saying as follows. The Dvar Avraham is saying that, number one, the lamdus of Rab Shimon, that goyrim lamomen kemomen domi, means if this chayfetz is goyrim momen to me, so the chayfetz is mine. The chayfetz, it's irrelevant how much money it's goyrim to me, but this chayfetz b'shlei Musa is goyrim momen to me, so it's considered the whole chayfetz is mine. And therefore, if someone shechts the chayfet, that's called tvachik kuli bisure. You shechted his chayfet. This chayfet is his. There's no shaila about it. Because this chayfet is geirim lamamim. And it's irrelevant how much mamim it's geirim. But it, since it's geirim mamim to me, so this chayfet is called my mamim. The dion is only now on the shavius. But what is the shavius? We have to be done the shavius of the chayfet. And the kolbin does not have any market value, because a korban you can't sell. So the whole value that we could consider is because it's worth to him as much as he's going to have to repay it. So that was the deem of the Gemara. Do I say that since Lamaisa he's going to repay with a shoyer, he's going to be mekayim a mitzvah min amuvcha, So it's called that for him it's worth the shavius. It's worth the value of a shoyer. Or do you say, since al pi halacha he's not mechuyev to do this, so he cannot create a shavius on something that he's doing on his own accord, which al pi halacha he's not mechuyev to do. So we only, when we figure out the shavius, we figure out what me'ikar hadin he'd be mechuyev to pay, and that is the shavius that we determine for the shavius.